Books on Tape presents The Chairman, a novel by Stephen Frey, read by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. The Chairman. The chairman of a large private equity firm is the ultimate decision maker. Which companies to buy? How many billions to pay? Who to hire as CEO? How many millions to pay? If his judgment is flawed, the chairman loses everything, maybe even his freedom. But if he negotiates the lies, lawsuits, and vendettas that haunt his world, he becomes one of the richest and most powerful men on earth. Christian Gillette gazed out from the pulpit at a grim-faced congregation, then down on an open coffin, and Bill Donovan's face. Until 2 days ago, Donovan had been the chairman. Gillette was just 36, but suddenly that enormous responsibility had been thrust upon him. The decision to promote him made by a razor-thin majority of Everest Capital investors late yesterday at the climax of an emotionally charged meeting held in a conference room overlooking Wall Street. The controversial vote had come within 3 days of Donovan's death, as stipulated in the partnership's operating agreement. "The world has lost a great man," Gillette declared, ending his brief eulogy. Donovan wouldn't have wanted something long and drawn out. He'd been obsessive about efficiency, and the lesson had been learned. As Gillette stepped down from the pulpit, he heard the muffled sobs of family, the stony silence of enemies. Donovan had touched many lives, for better and worse. It was the inevitable consequence of being chairman.